your powers combined, I am Captain Planet!
Captain Planet, he's our hero. Gonna take pollution down to zero. He's our powers magnified, and he's fighting on the planet side.
People on the political left do not see politics as a battle of ideas. They do not care about individual policies, whether they work or indeed their effects on real people. Rather, they see politics as a mission to change the world for the better. It is not a battle between this idea or that idea, but rather a righteous quest for all that is good. Who would oppose such a thing? Of course, only evil people would. This is why you will see the Tories routinely described as being the spawn of Satan, who literally stand for killing children. In this video, I want us to play a little game. I want for everyone watching this to try to put yourself into their mindset and to see the world as they do. To do this, I have designed this thought experiment. Here is the King's Court. The old king has died and left no heir, and it is our job as guardians of the realm not only to pick a new king, but also to populate his court so that we can have wise counsel during his reign. In each case, the Council of Mysterious Elders have provided us only two choices, so let's go, shall we? First, we must pick the king. Choice number one is Harry Potter.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Stand up, feel the beat, and let's do the happy dance.
I'm so happy, that's why I clap my hands, because I'm feeling happy.
He has pledged to make the kingdom a better place. He stands for hope, honesty, peace in our time, and says he wants to make everybody happier. Choice number two is Lex Luthor. He has detailed a very comprehensive plan to boost the economy by devising better incentives for free enterprise to flourish. He has said that working men and women will find themselves better off and will keep more money in their pockets if he is able to institute a set of tax reforms. Let's cast our votes. Who should be the new king? Lex Luthor or Harry Potter? Next up, someone needs to run the treasury. Choice number one is Pinkie Pie of My Little Pony fame.
I'm so happy, that's why I twist my hips, because I'm feeling happy.
She says that everyone should have more money. She doesn't think it's right that some people have more. Everyone should have the same. Pinkie Pie promises also that she will spend money on cakes for everyone in the kingdom, because everyone likes cakes.
I'll just measure the baking powder for you. And when the first layer cools, you can drizzle some of the ganache over it. And don't forget to beat the egg whites for the meringue!
Choice number two is the penguin. The Penguin supports Lex Luthor's plan of devising better incentives for business and also thinks that tax cuts will make people better off in the long run. Let's cast our vote, shall we? Who should be the new Master of Treasure? Pinkie Pie or the Penguin? Now it's on to Law and Order. Choice number one is Phoenix Wright, Ace Attorney.
Jackson! Take that!
I'm so happy, that's why I'm marching place, because I'm feeling happy.
He says that in his time as a defense lawyer, he's seen too many innocent people sent down for crimes that they did not commit. He thinks that this is wrong and wants it to stop. Choice number two is Mephistopheles, the dark agent of Satan. He thinks that the letter of the law should be followed to the nearest dot in the Constitution, that fair legal contracts should be binding, and that the law courts must follow only the established rules, making no special cases for anyone. So, let's cast our votes. Who should be our Lord Chief Justice? Phoenix Wright or Mephistopheles? Military matters now, and choice number one is Obi-Wan Kenobi, a veteran of several intergalactic wars.
You can't win, Darth. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
Happy is a feeling I like to feel, and I like to spread it too. Oh, yeah. I'm happy just to be here singing the song, yeah, and dancing along with you.
He says that he senses the dark side is on the rise in the world again, and that we must take the fight to them. Choice number two is M. Bison. He says that there's probably been enough war already, and there'll always be some evil in the world, so we best not get involved in any fights right now. We are better off, according to Bison, concentrating on the defence of our own borders. So let's cast our votes. Who should be our new commander of the military? Obi-Wan Kenobi or M. Bison? Finally, on to education. Here, choice number one is John Keating from the Dead Poets Society.
But only in their dreams can men be truly free. 'Twas always thus, and always thus will be.
Oh yeah, dance your happy up, dance your happy down, dance your happy side to side and dance it all around.
Keating has not released a comment about his policies, but his class did perform an art installation together. They were quoted as saying, "O captain, my captain, rise up and hear the bells, rise up for the flag is flung, for you the bugle trills." Choice number two is Kitano from Battle Royale. His education policy is about the importance of discipline in the classroom and why children should know the histories of their countries. So, why don't we cast our votes? John Keating or Kitano? So tell me, what did your court look like?